translation. Sati said,
"My dear Lord Shiva, your father-in-law is now executing great sacrifices, and all the demigods, having been invited by him, are going there. If you desire, we may also go." Purport. Sati knew of the tension between her father and her husband, but still she expressed to her husband, Lord Shiva, that since such sacrifices were going on at her father's house and so many demigods were going, she also desired to go, but she could not express her willingness directly, and so she told her husband that if he desired to go, then she could also accompany him. In other words, she submitted her desire very politely to her husband. Daksha Yajna is still a synonym in Indian languages for a major quarrel. Do they say in Tamil, Daksha Yajna? No, now it's out of date because people don't know, they lost their religious culture. But otherwise, to say Daksha Yajna means a big, kya bolte Hindi mein, hangama, a riot, something like that. It was a religious performance. People say religion is the cause of all the problems in the world. No, that's not the fact. It's not the fact that religion is the cause, but it's misunderstanding of religion can actually cause more problems than that's why some people say there should just be just no religion, because misapplication of religion can cause so many problems. This John Lennon, famous philosopher of the modern era, or at least he thought he was a philosopher, many people thought, one of his most famous songs, Imagine. You know the song? So he was describing a world. Imagine a world in which all the people, they liked each other and there are no problems. And one of the lines was, and no religion too. It's like his idea of a perfect world, no religion. So it was a religious performance, and when we think of religion, we generally think of something pleasing, but the ultimate result was not pleasing. Who is to blame? Well, we talk here that this word comes up in this narration about the word bhaga comes up. There's also bhaga, who's a demigod who's involved in this. But bhaga, the word comes up that at the sacrifice, the demigods come to accept their shares of what's being offered. So who's a different kind of bhaga? Blame. Who is to blame? Well, a major share of the blame goes to Daksha because of his attitude. But part of the blame we can also find right here in Sati's attitude, that she wants to go as a social occasion. She's not, and actually all of them, Daksha, all the demigods, they're not interested in what is the actual essence of religion. For the sacrificial performance is, it's more of a social event in which Daksha, for him it was a matter of prestige. He felt embarrassed by his son-in-law because he said, you know, here we are, we're all going demigods, all dressed up in our best clothes, and you can imagine the demigods' best clothes. And Sri Aishwarya Prajapsava, this is the term used in the Bhagavatam for what materialistic people are attached to. They like to, Prabhupada described this. He often quoted this term, Sri Aishwarya Prajapsava. People like to show their beautiful wives, and it's not to have a beautiful wife is not just for directly enjoying, but to show off also. So you dress her up, take her out to some social function. It increases your prestige to have a beautiful wife. Nicely dressed in many ornaments. So stri, woman, aishvarya, opulence, and then you have to show all your family members. This is material life. This is human civilization based on this. Just show how, that's what they consider civilization. If you have very sophisticated society, means that we'll have beautiful women and very strong and athletic men, very expert men. Daksha means expert. And opulent and produce children. So their whole idea of religion was no idea of what the real purpose is. And Lord Shiva, the Daksha, was thinking that, well, if he comes, you know, we're all dressed up nicely, and then he's going to turn up just, you know, just like a naked beggar, with all covered in ashes and snakes on his body. And what an embarrassment. I got this son-in-law. What an embarrassment to me. You got your hands on your mouth. You should go and wash your hand. So he didn't recognize the position of Lord Shiva. He took him to be a ragamuffin. And Lord Shiva himself, he wasn't that much disturbed by not being invited, because he's not that much interested in all this kind of thing anyway. Which is why he is sitting under a tree without even a house, even though his person